everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is students. That's what it is. I'm just kidding around with you. We're in class Monday morning here at KCBC, which is Kenneth Copeland Bible College, which still is amazing to me. But anyway, that's what it is. And so we're going to be talking about some things that will help you as you study and see why things happen the way they do. Because things happen in the spirit world before anything happens in the natural world. And as you study spiritual background, then you can see the mind and heart of God and where it all fits in concerning Jesus. And we're going to be talking today about Jesus and the prophets. Now, Jesus ministered as a prophet. He said that himself. He said, a prophet has no honor save in his own hometown. In other words, they don't care nothing about me at home. Well, when you realize that Nazareth never did have over but about 120 to 150 people in it, I mean, everybody there knew him. They knew him from the time he was a little boy. And the short version is, who does he think he is? He knew who he was. It's who they thought he was that messed things up. So, in the 14th chapter of the book of Luke, and, no, 13th chapter, excuse me, and we'll begin reading here. Well, hang on a second. Yes. In the 31st verse. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, get thee out and depart from here, for Herod will kill you. And he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I'll be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perishes out of Jerusalem. Good place to underline something. That a prophet, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which kills the prophets, stones them that are sent unto you, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and you would not. What's happening? Why are the prophets? Now, everything, all of it, there are three people involved. Well, God and Jesus is one. The prophet and the devil. God's not killing the prophets. And Jesus is lamenting over the fact that this bunch has been killing prophets all these years. Why? Why is the devil so after the prophets? Well, let's go back to the beginning and we'll see. In come back to third chapter of Genesis, the 9th verse. The Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where are you, or why are you where you are? And he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Fear comes by hearing, and hearing by the words and lies of the devil. So, faith runs to God, and fear runs from him in shame. unless you know better than that. Let me get back over there where I was. All right. Now notice something here. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree whereof I commanded you should not eat? The woman whom you gave me. You did this. He blamed it on God. He really didn't blame it on her. He blamed it on God. And the Lord said, and the woman said, the serpent did it. Gloria's little brother, Stanley, when he was just a little guy, we were there in Center Point, Gloria's grandmother and granddaddy's home. And we smelled some smoke. Stanley? Everybody just hollered Stanley if anything was missing. And so he was in there in the bedroom, but the mattress was on fire up underneath the... Well, there's no reason to even ask Stanley if he did it. But somebody did. Stanley, did you do that? No. Well, who did? A rabbit did it. Blame it on somebody. Certainly not me. There's a huge life lesson right here. Nobody would face up to the blame of it. Why? Because of fear and shame. Nobody sinned and died until Adam sinned and died. And the devil lied to him through that snake. So, and the Lord said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle, above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So the devil... The war was on. So anybody that looked like a prophet, this may be the one. Kill him. Kill Elijah. Jezebel. I'm gonna kill him. Well, no, it wasn't Jezebel. It was the devil behind her. And in my opinion, if there ever was a demon-possessed woman, that is it. Boy, now, after she was gone, her mamby-pamby husband cried out for forgiveness, and he got it. So God wasn't interested in killing any of them. But the devil is after everybody that even looked like. It looked like this may be the one. This could be the one. So figure out some way to kill him. The only reason he didn't get Elisha is because, he ran out on him. He left here. But it's not going to be all that long from now. The devil's going to get a shot at him. And Enoch. Amen. Those two men are still natural men living in the presence of God. But they're just like everybody else. I mean, they have to eat for nourishment because they still have a natural body. But Moses, with a natural body, was in the presence of God and didn't eat or drink for 6 weeks, 40 days, because God's presence was his food and his substance. And his faith sustained him. Amen.
Amen.
Now we come down to a situation where faith becomes involved in this. We follow those, if you just go back and study it, and follow the prophets. Amen. And the anointings involved, and the power of the anointing and the gifts of the Spirit that operated in their lives. And when they're about to bury a young man, because the Midianites were coming over the hill, they didn't have time to properly take care of it. So what did they do? Huh? Yeah. There was enough anointing in his bones to raise him from the dead. Talk about a prayer cloth. Enough anointing. The residue of anointing in that prophet's bones was enough to raise that young man from the dead. So as you study the prophets and find all of the different ministries, the prophet, the apostle, the prophet, pastor, teacher, All of them are here in this first covenant. They have to be, because this whole book is about Jesus. That's the reason it's Holy Bible. Sometimes just look up the definition of the word Bible. And it is a collection of facts and so forth about any one subject. Now, the only one that I've ever seen or read was a shooter's Bible. Well, there's nothing holy about it. But I'm telling you, you've never seen it. There's so many facts in that it is absolutely boring. Unless you're going in the gun business or something. I mean, just unless you're just really so thrilled with ballistics, you can hardly stand it without it. But then there are other books that could be called that. For instance, that if I were to hold the AFM, which is the aircraft manufacturer's manual. And everything in there is written by the manufacturer of the airplane. Or you could get a book concerning all the cars that General Motors ever built, ever, all of the facts, all the figures about that. And we were in class, first class on a particular airplane one time at Flight Safety, which is the training organization, and they held up the flight training manual, which was from Flight Safety, and they said, "Now, this is your flight training manual, but if there are any questions here, we go back to the AFM because they built the airplane." And I thought, I wish preachers had that much sense. Go back to the manufacturer's handbook. Not what your school guide said. And it's first in this place. I heard the Lord say this about 2023. In 2023, it is an absolute must for you and for me to put God's word first place in our lives. What does that mean? Final authority. This is absolute authority. God is never wrong. I wrote this right in the front of this Bible. Always stay on the God side of everything. He was right the first time. Amen. Amen. And I'll give you an example of that. We have enough time left. I was in the 13th chapter of Romans. And we had, Gloria and I had come from Tulsa to preach at Grace Temple Church. And, of course, we stayed there with my mother and dad. And I was back there in what had been my bedroom when I was in high school. And I was preaching on the book of Romans, every soul shall be subject unto the higher powers, for there's no power but God, and the power be ordained of God. And I was just reading down here and reading on down here, and render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom is due, to whom fear, honor to whom honor, owe no man anything but to love. What? Owe no man anything but to love one another. Huh? Gloria? I looked in my amplified and said, stay out of debt. Well, you can't build it on that one verse of scripture. I know that. I knew that then. I'm talking about final authority. She came in there and I read that to her. Well, you know what I was thinking. I mean, there went the company airplane. She's thinking there went the house. She looked at that. She said, well, if that's what the book says, that's what we're going to do. And out the door she went. That's final authority. Now we had to learn how. Well, now the same day, I really needed, because of tape's ability, a large Ampex tape recorder that would run at 15 inches a second on the tape and so forth. And I knew man very well in Louisiana that they carried those. So, and then I called him that afternoon and he said, yeah, I have one in stock. I'll just ship it to you. And he said, I said, how much in it? It was $375 or whatever it was. He said, I'll just put a note in there and you can sign in and pay me whenever. I said, yeah, that's fine. And so I thought, what in the world have I done? Well, it's too late to fool with it. So I asked my dad, I said, Dad, I have a package coming in on a trailway bus, and you just go on and leave service, and would you pick it up for me? Yeah. So he did. And then I just forgot about it and went ahead and preached on what I intended to preach in the first place. And so my whole idea was, I get this thing, I'm just going to turn it around and ship it back until I have the money. Well, anyway, that all worked together and got back and got home with it. And I said, well, and my dad said, oh, listen, there's something here. There's a check here the woman handed me on the way out of church and said it was for you.
Praise God.
It paid for that recorder.
Yeah.
I thought, and the Lord said, I was way ahead of you. Don't do that anymore. Praise God. Don't do that anymore. I said, yes, sir. But we had a strong learning curve that we had to get into. And as the Lord leads, we'll get into some of those things. as we're talking, because the insight that we must see, nothing happens in the natural world but what it's already happened in the spirit. And then why did it happen is more important in some cases than when it happened. But all of that is very important, because we are sojourning in this book. Amen. And we praise God for the opportunity. Don't you? Amen. Don't you praise God for the opportunity to do this and have one another to talk to and talk? Oh, I tell you, I think about the times when I was at ORU. Whew. What a thrill that would have been to have had someone that we could discuss these things on this kind of level. Of course, that's what happened at Rhema because of all the things that Brother Hagin learned. Well, Gloria and I learned it from him on tape. And so the first graduating Rhema class is an interesting story. This young man named George Pearsons and Terry Copeland were at ORU, and she said, "I want you to hear my dad preach." So they came. I preached at Sheridan Assembly. And what I didn't know they were going to do, they presented me with a Rhema class ring. Because all the Rhema curriculum was on those tapes. I didn't know it. Nobody else did. But it was all there. And so I have that class ring today. Praise God. So, and it says on each side of the ring that I have faith. That's where I learned it. Father, we thank you today for this study. We give you the praise and the honor and the glory for it. It's such a wonderful thing to be part of this school. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Come on, give the Lord a praise. Thank you.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Learn the life and spiritual skills you need to develop faith, integrity, and excellence in every aspect of your life. Be intensely discipled alongside other like-minded believers and grow your community. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Internships and mentoring opportunities provide you with a strong foundation for ministry or to continue your education. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry.
You're a voice of victory wherever you go. You are His representative in the earth, and you are authorized to use His name.
To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.
Knowing your rights means you can access benefits that you are entitled to and reject things that you don't have to be subjected to. This is true with family rights of inheritance, rights of a citizen of a country, and benefits of your job. The same is true for the benefits that are yours as a child of God. Dare to Take Your Place is an audio teaching by Kenneth Copeland in which you will learn about what you are entitled to as a born-again believer, and especially how to take your place in your right standing with God. In the family of God, healthy relationships, abundant financial provision, healing and health in your body, motivation and energy day to day, and peace in your heart and mind are yours to enjoy. Your benefits do nothing for you if you don't use them. You must begin walking, talking, and acting on what is rightfully yours. There is no limit to God's righteousness in you. Accept your role and expect your benefits. Dare to take your place as a child of God. The promises of God for your life will increase your faith and place you in right standing with Him. Request Dare to Take Your Place, a free audio series by Kenneth Copeland, available at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. If you're outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. contact your regional office for more information.
All of us here today are so glad you were with us today. And it's just a good time in the Spirit when you have understanding of what God had on His heart and mind, and then what Jesus had on His heart and mind, which is identically the same thing that God had on His heart and mind, and how all these things come together to build what we know now as the kingdom of God. Amen. And to build what we know now as the body of Christ, the body of the anointed one and His anointing. And we carry that anointing if we've made Jesus Christ the Lord of our life. We are carriers. Now, what we learned from this was the fact that now the devil's after us because we're carriers. And some of you are prophets, but it doesn't make any difference who you are. He hates you. You know why? He's afraid of you. He knows. He knows who you are. He knows what you are, and He'll do the very same thing He tried to do with that woman, try to talk you out of it. Why don't you know that? Now, just tell Him, just, you're a liar and a father of it, and there's no reason I should believe anything you say. Glory to God. Amen?
Amen.
You believe that?
Yes.
Well, let's give the Lord another praise. Hallelujah.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.
You have a free resource to help you study and apply the Bible-based truths you just heard. Download the BVOV broadcast study notes today at kcm.org/notes. Collect the notes from each week and use them in a group Bible study. Use the message outline to teach from. Discuss the scriptures and key points with your family of believers. Gain understanding from all the teachings on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Get the whole week of notes today at kcm.org/notes. In 2023, join Kenneth Copeland at these free KCM events to build your faith and live in victory. March 23 through 25, come to the Sacramento Victory Campaign in North Highlands, California. April 13 through 15, join us at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. June 22 through 24, make plans to be at the Chattanooga Victory Campaign in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.